Local law enforcement agencies like to know where registered sex offenders are. 22 states restrict where they can live. Some jurisdictions make them wear electronic monitoring devices. And now some localities are scanning sex offenders' eyes to get an ID that's better than a fingerprint. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, some critics find that a little scary.
In the sci-fi movie Minority Report, Tom Cruise plays a futuristic cop who crashes into a home to stop a jealous husband from murdering his wife. And then he uses a device that focuses light into the husband's iris to verify his identity.
Look at me. Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks.
Although this film is set in the future, the technology for iris scanning exists now. And if its proponents are right, these scans may become the most efficient way of tracking sex offenders.
So in this case, you simply click on the Recognize button.
Sean Mullen is a CEO of BI2 Technologies of Plymouth, Massachusetts. He's standing next to a large digital camera tethered to a laptop.
And then the individual simply looks in the camera.
Please look into the mirror. Please open your eyes wider.
And when you've heard that click, it has now captured the image and will bring back the individual's identity, photograph, and all of the background information.
All within 3 to 5 seconds. Mullen says the iris scanning technology is faster and more accurate than fingerprint matches. And he says the technology can keep track of sex offenders who fail to re-register whenever they move from town to town.
Say, for example, here in Plymouth County, Massachusetts, if an individual moves in the community and he should be picked up on another charge, we have probable cause for another charge, we take a look in the camera, oh, you've already been arrested and convicted in Alameda County, for example, and you were enrolled there as a convicted sex offender, you'll now be enrolled here for the same charge.
A national searchable database of iris scans is now being assembled. Thanks to a grant from the National Sheriff's Association, BI2's technology has been deployed in 7 jurisdictions, including Alameda County, just east of San Francisco. And that's where it's caught the attention of attorney Michael Risher of the American Civil Liberties Union.
We're not willing to accept the notion that any time a police officer pulls us over for what he thinks is some minor traffic violation, he can force you to open your eyes wide and stare into a camera that he's holding a few inches away from our face while he snaps a flash photograph of our iris to see whether we're in some database that they've concocted, or even worse, to put us in a database for no other reason that, you know, maybe we ran a stop sign.
Risher says there is no California law requiring sex offenders to submit to an iris scan, and it's debatable whether the California Department of Justice could make it a new requirement without legislative approval. And there are other questions, such as who maintains and controls the database of scanned irises, and can a police officer take an iris scan before making an arrest? While the legalities are being debated, it isn't likely that iris scans will replace old-fashioned fingerprints. Police say criminals have a tendency of leaving prints behind, something they don't do with their eyeballs. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.